Happy Monday, everybody. We're GFBS, we're Grand Forks' best source, and we are talking hockey today. Grant Peronica, Grand Forks Central head hockey coach, in the studio today, and we're not just talking high school hockey either, and we're not just talking about state champions, but we will. All that stuff and more is coming up. Show today brought to you by Over Heaven's Cakes. You know, there's nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods. Well, that's where Over Heaven's Cakes comes in. The best cupcakes and cakes for special occasions, or maybe just a treat. They make incredible specialty items by order, or you can just walk in to find out more. While you're there, enjoy homemade lunch and soup with keto, gluten-free, vegan, and diabetic options. And if you're a business owner, want to treat your employees to a little something special? Well, check out their monthly employee discounts. Over Heaven's Cakes on the north backside of the Grand Cities Mall. Check them out. Call 701-757-CAKE. That's 701-757-2253. Or go to oforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. You know what? Be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins. O for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, before we get going any further, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, your joke of the day. What does a Maple Leaf fan do after his team wins the Stanley Cup? What does a Toronto Maple Leaf fan do after their team wins the Stanley Cup? Well, he turns off his Xbox and he goes back to bed. What do you think, Katie? I saw your eyes roll. Don't roll your eyes at me.
That does not surprise me that he went back to bed. I probably would have done the same.
Thing is, I kind of like the Maple Leafs this year.
You do?
Oh, well, they got one really good player that I like to follow him. But anyway, Grant Peronica is in the studio, and welcome, Coach. How are you?
Thanks. Just fine. Thank you.
Congratulations. The state tournament win. I can't believe it's been 16 years since Red River and Central played for the state title. That just, it didn't seem right to me. I thought, I even actually had to look it up. Yeah, 16 years. In fact, my son was a senior the last time those two teams played. But I tell you what, that was a heck of a tilt, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. Are you talking about the one 16 years ago?
No, I'm talking about the one just last week.
Yeah, that was a great game. Exciting for a lot of people, right? For the kids, for the coaches, for the fans, and everyone involved. To end it like that in dramatic fashion, and you know, two teams that battled each other and fought hard. So it was a fitting end, I think. You know, they're close. They have good players. They have a good young team there. A lot of younger players that are up and coming, and our guys to kind of take it out the way they did with all the seniors was just tremendous. So, yeah, we're very happy.
Four All-State guys named to the team. How many seniors are you losing?
We're losing 11 total.
Wow.
I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nine kids that played the full season with us. Yeah, we lose a lot of kids. So for them to, go out that way, I think, it was a great fitting end for them. They've had a good career. Some of them have two. Some of them have three national high school championship mm-hmm. rings. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
Scarpy maybe chomping at the bits for next year. I don't know how many seniors Red River lost. But, you guys, you always have such a good JV program, too. You got guys you think that'll be ready to step it up. I mean, I know that's a long time from now to then. Kids mature a lot in 9, 10, 11 months, whatever it is. But are you worried about next year?
No, not really. I think, our JV team, performed very well. They went undefeated as mm-hmm. well. Or not as well, but they went undefeated too. So, I think there's some good young talent there, and those kids will step in. And, I guess we'll see what next year brings. I'm not quite sure at this point. Like you say, it's a long time between now and then. And how much they mature and develop and what they do over the summer will really dictate, how they're going to do next year.
Well, I promised you we're not just talking about Grand Forks Central hockey. When you come to talk about seniors, there's a chance for these kids to go on. I mean, some guys, they leave earlier than that. But there's a lot of opportunities out there. There's a lot of different leagues. There's a lot of different places you can go play. And I want to talk a little bit about that. If somebody is a senior and they're still playing high school hockey and they're ready to go on to the next level, I mean, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, there really is. I mean, this year is very unique, of course. So, you know, that's kind of running contrary to that. But generally, there is tremendous amount of opportunity. You know, we got, but it's still with all the number of kids playing, like there's kids playing, you know, from Texas to Florida, to California and all across the South. And that never used to be the case, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, right? So there's kids playing hockey, you know, in non-traditional areas that, you know, now become kind of mainstay areas. So there's a lot of kids competing for those jobs, but there used to be, you know, I guess even last year, you know, there's 132 Canadian teams, Tier 2 junior teams. There's 20-some-odd North American Hockey League teams, same with USHL teams, right? So, and then there's all the NA3 teams to continue on the pay-to-play ones. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for kids to go on and play now, but, you know, it's very difficult to get there as well. And this year's, I think, particularly tough because you've got college kids who are backed up into the junior ranks. You know, some of the colleges have allowed their kids to play there. And then you've got, you know, the pause of two or three junior franchises, you know, this year, and that dispersed those kids amongst the other teams. So, you know, it's really kind of created a logjam, and it's tough to get there. But, you know, nonetheless, there's still teams looking for players, and the opportunity exists, you know, for dedicated, good young hockey players.
And you know, the thing is, even the lower tier junior teams, there's a couple of examples where guys have gone through them all and made it to the bigs. While even playing club hockey, I think Peluso, I think he played club hockey at first, went on, ended up having an NHL career and went on to coach. And you do read about it. You read about guys even, I know Matt Carlson's a good example, playing midget hockey. And I think he was up in Alaska or Texas or somewhere, ends up going to Bemidji State and playing D1. So do you think a lot of the times maybe a kid his senior year hasn't quite matured yet, because we see it all the time, and then all of a sudden maybe they get into college or that college age and they really start to blossom?
For sure, yeah. There's late bloomers or late developers. I mean, you know, hockey's a kind of a long-term marathon, you know, sport to really excel at. And, you know, there's some that, you know, that takes place early, but certainly there's some kids, and even biologically, like, you know, you look at some of the kids that are seniors and they're not, you know, they're not young men yet. They're still boys, and, you know, that maturity will take place, you know, later on. So, yeah, to me, it's too early. High school is just too early for a lot of guys to, you know, to pull the chute on hockey. You know, at the same time, you know, different things tug people in different ways, and you know, they have different passions that develop, and you know, some want to get out and you know, follow those passions. But certainly, yeah, there's kids that, you know, have not hit their best, you know, will not hit their best for several years. I think the average age of development is somewhere around 27 years old when you hit your peak. So, you know, there's a lot of room between 18 and 27, you know, if you have the ability and the opportunity and, you know, the persistence to continue on. I think, you know, I love to see kids follow it right out and just play until everyone tells you can't play anymore.
Right. You know, sometimes it's yourself that's the last one to figure that out. But now I'm going to kind of flip this on you, Coach. You've been in the hockey business basically your whole life, in coaching for a long time. You ever have those kids, and I know it happens all the time, mad talent, great hockey players, and they decide after their senior year, you know what, I'm just going to go get an education. I'm done playing hockey. Has that happened to you, and how do you feel when that happens as being such a hockey guy? I mean, that just eats me up when I hear that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, you know, part of the deal is not only having talent, but, you know, you've got to have the other part. And I always say, you know, if your passion isn't there, it's going to be hard to do well, you know, because it's not an easy business. There's a lot of bumps in the road, and, you know, you have to have that fortitude to pursue and move on. And, you know, sometimes you can just simply outlast other kids who, you know, don't have that, as you go on. So it's really everyone's choice of where they want to go and what they do. So I respect it. You know, we have some players, you know, even this year that, you know, say, you know, I'm really interested in something else. And, you know, that's great. You know, you want to see them go on, and hopefully that they can take something that they've learned, you know, in that team atmosphere, in hockey, in a sport that, you know, is going to help them somewhere down the line in life. You know, we all, you know, we all face the same issues, mortgages and, and whatnot, and, you know, illness and death in the family and all those sorts of things, right? So,
and, you know, that's one thing that we have talked about numerous times, well, my whole life. There's more to being on a sport than just playing the sport. You're grooming these people to be young men, productive men, and in whatever they choose to do in the future. And so there's just so much more to playing hockey than just being out on the ice and going to practice.
Yeah, I really think there sure is, you know. I mean, well stated, right? Like, you know, the things you can take and learn, and especially dealing with adversity and, you know, things that don't go your way. Oftentimes in life, right, things aren't going the way you want. And you can find it somewhere where, you know, you've kind of had that experience and something to draw on that, you know, will get you through those times. I think that's as valuable as anything. I mean,
absolutely.
Just what you learn, yeah.
I want to talk a little bit before we get into your list over there, but you're involved with the North Dakota Amateur Hockey. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, North Dakota Amateur Hockey Association is, you know, we're, I guess, the local, the state branch of USA Hockey, and Dwayne Bernardson's really good at explaining it, but, you know, all our youth teams are members of USA Hockey, like all our, you know, Grand Forks Youth Hockey, they're all affiliates, right, of North Dakota Amateur Hockey, which is, you know, the governing board of youth hockey and, you know, underneath USA Hockey, so... yeah, so what we try and do is create opportunities for kids, and you know we're not only running the youth state tournaments that are going on right now. I mean, I don't have anything to do with that personally, but North Dakota Amateur certainly does. You know, and governing all the hockey that that's you know within the state. Yeah, a lot of people don't seem to really aren't familiar with it and don't know, like you pay fees every year, right? When you register, and you know that goes to USA Hockey, North Dakota Amateur Hockey, and those are used for, you know, various things, right? As the player development director, we also have other programs that we have going on that supplement, you know, high school, or you know, give kids different opportunities and try and create more opportunities for kids to play and, you know, to potentially go on, like this weekend, for instance, the
You were just out in Minot.
Just out in Minot for the national invite in tournament team.
Okay, so what was that all about, this national invite tournament? Was it like a tryout, and where do they go from there?
It's a tryout process, and it's for Federation kids, high school Federation kids, and you know, they try out for the national invite team, which ultimately goes to Plymouth, Minnesota. It used to be like the old Chicago Showcase type
of deal.
So they go to Plymouth, Minnesota, and we play against the top seniors from Minnesota, the high performance 18s from Minnesota, Michigan 18 seniors, Wisconsin 18 seniors, and Colorado this year is one of the other teams that are sending their players. So it's basically a big showcase down in the cities that is attended by, you know, it's well known within the hockey circles for junior teams, college teams, NHL teams, and, you know, they all pay attention to it. It's a great place to, you know, to see talent and watch them play against each other. And, yeah, we take a team there and bill it as a junior hockey experience where we go on a bus. When you ultimately make that team, you all go on a bus. You eat together, travel together, and play four games together. We stop in St. Cloud, you know, practice at their rink and visit their facility. And, you know, we'll visit a Division III facility in the cities as well. And, you know, just kind of give the kids a taste of, you know, this is what it's like to go on, maybe, and and expose them to it, and they get to ask questions and those sorts of things about you know, college hockey.
It's sure.
Yeah. Do you take those kids, like, usually, is this like a winter thing, basically? Or, like, how many months do you...
No, it's really just a few-week process.
Oh, weeks.
The tryout took place in Minot of Phase 1, and we go from three teams down to two teams from that. And then the two teams get together during the high-performance camp in Grand Forks, and we go down to one team, and then those 20 kids, you know, make that trip down to Plymouth.
Now, does this take over from the Chicago Showcase, or do they still do the Showcase?
Yeah, no, there's no longer a Chicago Showcase.
Okay.
This was a better fit, I think, for us, and I don't know if that, I don't know that that exists, or maybe in a different form or something like that, but, you know, this this was a better fit for us. It's closer, and, and you know, we partner with Minnesota Hockey on a lot of things, you know, our high-performance 14s, 15s, you know, play in a league together that's preseason to their community-based hockey, and You know, it's been a better fit for us, and it's been tremendous for some kids getting opportunity right out of that tournament weekend. Like, you know, I've had coaches come down and say, hey, you know, I want to talk to that kid. Can you introduce me to him? And they've been offered tenders and opportunities right there on the spot. So it's been wonderful.
So I know at the Chicago Showcase, these were kids that I believe had not signed or committed. Is it the same with what you guys are doing? Are any of these kids committed already, or are they still just kind of, well, as we'd call it, like a free agent?
Yeah, they're kind of like free agent, especially out of Minnesota. And that, I think it's all the kids who aren't with a junior team or playing, practicing with a junior team. You know, that's maybe not a hard and fast rule, right? But for our kids, it's, you know, pretty much they're all free agents and hoping to play on. It's a great opportunity for them to show their skills and you know, what they can do in front of people. And the timing is right for it, too, because it's right before the drafts, like the USHL draft, the North American Hockey League draft coming up. And, you know, they're all kind of getting together what's their next talent pool look like and what holes they need to fill and those sorts of things.
So it's kind of like almost like a combine in football. I mean, it's a chance for coaches, scouts, whoever, in whatever league, to come and check out some of these players that maybe slid under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Some that have slid under the radar, and you know, some that, you know, they want to see them compete, you know, against the top kids out of Minnesota, like the high performance 18s of Minnesota. You know, kids that aren't seniors, right?
Right.
So they still may, you know, get drafted or get tenured or chosen to, you know, many of the junior teams. So
yeah, in great talent group. In like the juniors, what is it, after your sophomore year or during your sophomore year, you can get drafted, but can you go on earlier than your 10th grade year to a junior level? Or do you have to wait till after your sophomore year? I thought maybe USHL you couldn't until your junior year, but I might be completely wrong.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. I guess I'm not completely sure on that. Like, I don't. The rules sometimes are changing, but you know, I know it's really difficult for a real young kid to do well in that league. Like,
that's pretty rare.
Yeah, very rare. So, yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk more with Grant Peronica, Grand Forks Central hockey head coach. He's got a long list of some names and things there that I can't wait to get at that. But I want to talk about Raptor PCS in the Grand Cities Mall. I tell you all the time, it's the best place to take your computer. They do a full range of computer services at affordable rates. They do computer builds, virus removal, hardware repairs, and they sell some really good laptops over there too. You know, if you're going to have your computer worked on at Raptor PCS, most cases you're going to have that computer back the following day. Yeah, Brock and the boys over there are fast and they're good. They'll even come to your house and pick your computer up, or you can stop at the loading zone in front of Rumors. The winners are the top rated local businesses in Grand Forks for like the last 3 years. Yeah, bring your computer in and make sure you mention this ad if they're going to work on it, because if you mention that you heard this on Grand Forks Best Source, they'll give you 15% off any computer service. That's a great deal right there. You know, we go to Raptor PCS all the time, and I'm going to tell you again, it's the best place to take your computer. You can check them out, 701-772-7626, or go to raptorpcs.com. Raptor PCS right here in the Grand Cities Mall. We're back with Grant Peronica, and I see you got a big list there, Coach. What do you got going on?
Well, I jotted down, you know, some of the names of kids. Just in the past couple of years here, you know, we do a thing during the summer here where the kids come out, and we call it a junior college / professional skate, where, you know, they can come out and you know, scrimmage against each other for one night a week in the summer. And, you know, I think we started doing that 7 years ago, and, you know, we were kind of scrounging for guys and not sure who. And now, like, I think there's probably 20, 30 kids that show up for
that. And these are all Grand Forks, East Grand Forks kids? Or
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they're all local kids, you know, that you know, aren't with the Sioux, because, you know, the Sioux has their own ice time and that sort of thing, right, going on. So there's other kids around that play in different areas that, you know, want to continue to keep their skills sharp, I guess, or, you know, just to stay on the ice and skate a little bit. So, you know, there's a lot of kids from town that do that. And I think there's 28 kids from the Grand Forks area. And then when you throw in Minnesota, you know, you've got kids like from East Grand Forks playing, like off the top of my head, Mason Pullman's down in Austin playing for the Bruins. And then, you know, you got Tucker is up playing for the Jets, right?
Sure.
And Colton in Calgary, you know, playing with, well, the Stockton Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, or whatever they're called now.
They got some. They got a good hockey gene pool in that family.
Yeah, for sure.
And you've got actually got a different list here of different leagues, I believe, in different tiers and the names. Go ahead. What do you want to start with?
I scratched this down this morning, and again, I'm probably missing a lot of kids, you know, because just off the top of my head. But you know, like in North American Professional, you know, Casey Johnson's out playing there, and he just got called up from the Southern Professional League, Macon, and he's playing at South Carolina Stingrays now. So you know, that's a Grand Forks Central kid,
sure.
You know, who played I guess it'd be I think 8 years ago now.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
8 years ago now, because that was my first year head coach. Casey was a senior on our team and, you know, kind of went through the junior process, you know, got recruited to the University of North Dakota and, you know, decided to try his hand at professional hockey you know, played in the Southern Professional League a little bit and then got called up to the East Coast League. Luke Johnson, you know, we all know he's been a terrific player here, you know, Steve's son.
Watched him play a couple of games with the Wild this year.
Yeah, and he's been up with the Wild, and we were talking about that earlier. I'm not sure if he's up or down right now, but I think he's up, just maybe didn't play the last couple games. But, you know, there's a kid from town, Paul Ledoux, is playing with, you know, he played some games with Los Angeles Kings.
Yep.
And then he was in their farm system. Now he's over in Washington playing with the Capitals farm system, I think Hershey. John Lazotz, another local kid who played for Red River, you know.
He's the one kid that wouldn't dye his hair blonde.
And you know, he's had a tremendous college career, and you know, now he's playing professionally in Pittsburgh system, I believe. Scored his first professional goal there the other day. I see somebody tweeted that out. You know, and we got other kids kind of from around the area. Jade Miller, you know, is a kid from Grafton who's playing. I think he's playing professionally there now, with one of the teams. Mason Morelli. Keaton Thompson from Devil's Lake as well, too. You know, like those kids, they all had something to do with North Dakota Amateur. You know, they went through the process. Some of them, like Casey, played on this national invite team that we were talking about. You know, so did John Lazotte, Jade Miller. Like, you know, I coached that team that 1 year, and, you know, we had all those kids on there. So it was just fantastic to be able to get to interact with them and, you know, see the passion they had for hockey. So, you know, we got other kids. J.P. Lamoureux still playing European professional. He's a Grand Forks Central goalie. Grand Forks, you know, resident, comes back here during the summer. Mario Lamoureux is over in Hungary right now. I think he's coaching over there. Alec Rahauser is a Bismarck kid who played for Century, you know, high school hockey for Century, and then went on to he also played on that NIT team with Casey Johnson. We had a heck of a team that year. Casey Johnson, John Lazotte, Alec Rahauser. He went to Dubuque and then played college at Bowling Green, and I think he's over in Europe playing. I think he's in Hungary as well. Continued his career professionally. Jacob Benson's over in France right now. He was a Red River kid.
He went to St. Cloud.
Yeah, went to St. Cloud, Dubuque and St. Cloud. You know, just a tremendous kid there too, like a great person. And you know, he's pursuing that career. And then we've got Division I kids, NCAA Division I kids. Judd Caulfield, another Grand Forks Central kid. You know, was playing with UND this year. Colby Enns, I think, is at Northern Michigan. He's a kid that played high school hockey in Minot. You know, and Grant Johnson, another Grand Forks Central kid at Northern Michigan as well, playing Division I. Tyler Clevin, you know, Fargo kid. Fargo played for Davies, Fargo Davies there, and as well as the national development team, and, you know, UND now. So, yeah, and then, you know, a whole slew of Division III kids. Bo Bjorgi's out in St. Scholastica, and I think sometimes, you know, that gets overlooked a little bit, right? Like, that's a great opportunity. You might not be in Division I, but...
And then not to mention it's a heck of a college, too.
Yeah.
You know, these kids, you got to remember, too, Division I or III, or even club, they're still getting their education.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Right. Yeah. They're you know, following a pursuit or another passion that they might have, and certainly enter that field, you know, once they graduate. Bo's out in St. Scholastica. Levi Cudmore is a kid from Grafton who, you know, played in the Canadian juniors. And then he's at one of the Wisconsin schools, I believe, right now, one of the D3 schools. Camden Hoganos from Williston, and he's down playing Concordia College. You know, he's a goaltender at Concordia. Keaton Leininger, same thing. He's at Concordia. Nick Lund is a Grand Forks Central kid, you know, who actually finished his senior year at East Grand Forks, and he's out playing at Adrian College in Michigan.
Yep.
You know, McChesney is a Dickinson kid who's playing in one of the Wisconsin ones too. I think he's at. Boy, I can't remember that one. You know, it's tough to remember them all, right?
There's a ton of them, yeah.
Yeah, Brock Montgomery's, you know, Concordia. He's playing at Concordia. He was Powerade High School Athlete of the Year that year.
Yep.
Yeah, still playing hockey. And Hunter Moreland, I think he was at Finlandia, and he's now I think his uncle Matt, who's our assistant coach there, said he just kind of came home from there and he's done with school there. So, you know, another kid who went on to play. My son's out in Curry College. Parker Simonson's playing D3 at Concordia, as well as Cole Thompson. You know, this might be like again, I haven't checked this like recently, right? So kids move around and stuff. Some are done and some are out. But you know, I'm pretty sure most of these kids are still active to some extent. This is probably a bit dated of a list. You know, we've got Tier 1 junior players as well. Tucker Hodgson, a Grand Forks Central kid who's now playing, you know, with the Fargo Force.
Yeah.
Went up and played a year at Steinbeck in Minnesota. And, you know, he's doing real well for them there. Kirkland Irie is a Bismarck Century kid. I don't know if you remember. He's in Sioux City.
Yep.
Playing for the Sioux City Musketeers. I think he's the captain of their team, and he's a Bemidji commit. So he's going to be...
He's going on.
Yeah, going on. The two Montgomery boys, you know, Dane and Drew. Dane's he's playing in Waterloo, and Drew's, I think, in Tri-Cities.
Wow.
Yeah, two kids there. Mason Salquist, another Fargo Force kid, local Red River kid, right? He's committed to St. Cloud. Cole Spicer's another kid who, you know, he only played 1 year of high school here and is now with the National Development Team.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so... Then you got a whole slew of Tier 2 junior kids, you know, Hunter Bjorgi, Jay Buchholz, Braden Costello, right? There's another
Grand Forks
Red River kid who's playing with Bismarck right now. And, you know, these kids are all still – then we got three kids in New Mexico, Cole Hansen, who just recently committed to Colgate College, Brandon Holt, who's got – you know, he's entertaining some offers right now, Will Howard, three kids down playing for New Mexico in the North American Hockey League, Caleb Johnson, a UND commit, you know, Grand Forks Central kid, right? He's in Minnesota playing for the Wilderness. Max Johnson is in St. Cloud. That's Steve's other son, you know, playing for the Norsemen there. Lucas Canta, he's in Lucas is in playing for the Magicians. He was up for a little while playing for Sioux Falls in the USHL, and now he's with the Magicians. William Lawsonbody, remember him from last year?
Oh, sure do.
Yeah, terrific.
Kid impressed me for 3 years, solid, man. I mean, I liked him.
Yeah, and he's starting to come into his own now down for Wichita Falls in the North American Hockey League as well.
Good.
And, you know, starting to find his way to the scoreboard, and I think, you know, it's certainly a big adjustment.
Oh, sure it is. Yeah.
And those kids... are you know, are kind of making their way and starting to make headway and you know, continuing to develop. There's some others. You know, Cade Stibbe is a Fargo kid who's playing for Minots right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Arizona State commit, you know, Division One kid. And then there's several others. Caleb Petrie and Dayton Deeks from Bismarck are playing up in Estevan, you know.
Oh, yeah, their up seasons, in Saskatchewan, yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of...
Yeah, you know, things are crazy up there right now.
Their season's kind of been, you know, touch and go. I think it's mostly no go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you
Thanks,
know, it's
Mr.
too bad.
Trudeau. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a tough year in that sense, but, you know, there's kids all over the place playing, I guess is what I'm saying, from a lot locally, from Grand Forks, and then, you know, from the state... that I think people don't realize they're out there still, you know, pursuing that goal. And it's too bad that, like I say, the Canadian option sometimes is terrific for our guys. You know, that if you want to call it an extra step or a different route to go. I know there's a lot of colleges that are really you know, interested or really respect the fact that, you know, kids are willing to leave home and go to different, you know, you get a more mature kid out of that a lot of times.
Yeah, and you know, there's some leagues up there. I mean, Winkler, Manitoba is not a far drive from here. And Winkler's got a history. There's been some guys that have come out of Winkler, Manitoba and made it to the NHL and did really good.
Like, I think it takes a lot of guts, like, you know, that list. That's just, like, local kids. But I couldn't even imagine playing the European, you know, across the world. No, that takes guts, and that's awesome. You
And, you know, another thing about the Europeans, people say, well, it's not the NHL. But tell that to Jean-Philippe Lamoureux. I mean, he's, like, still one of the top goalies in Europe. Tell that to our mayor, Brandon Bochenski. He did pretty darn well out in Europe. So Europe is still a good thing.
Oh, sure. It's it's a great way to, you know, continue your playing career. And it's, it's probably a little, you know, maybe you know, the money isn't quite what it is in the NHL for sure. But, you know, you can still have a great living. And, and, you know, it's a lot easier on your body, too.
Sure it is. Yeah, a little bit different style.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, those guys wanting to pursue that, I think, is terrific. Like, yeah, JP's been, he's probably been over there.
Oh gosh.
20 years, you know?
Yeah, and we actually had him on the show this, I think it was fall, but right before he took off for Europe again, and kid still looks like he did when he was in college. I swear he hasn't aged a bit, but, you know, he's kind of a Zen master, and I think he takes pretty darn good care of himself, too, so.
You know, but most of these kids played high school hockey here, right? And, you know, you know, and finished out their high school career. There's a few that didn't, but, you know, and then, you know, still had that opportunity to you know, to go on and pursue their passion or their dream and take it as far as they could. So
yeah, is there more on the list? I know I cut you off.
That's about where I ended. You know, I'm sure there's more. Like, you know, when you talk about opportunity in hockey, there's a ton of ACHA schools.
Yeah,
Minnesota Crookston just, you know, started a program, and you know, that's maybe a little bit different because, you know, that's you know, you still get that sense of camaraderie with and teammates and that sort of thing, but you know, most of those kids aren't really pursuing hockey at that point.
Right. And you know, too, it would have been tough for Steve Johnson. You know, you're trying to recruit kids to come and play. Don't even know if you're going to have a season.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. We might not have a season. We don't know what's going on yet. And it's been kind of touch and go. But he's going to bring that program up and around. And but one thing, Coach, NAHL, USHL, junior hockey, USHL, basically most of these kids, as long as they stay healthy, have got a ticket usually to Division One. The NAHL players, same thing. A lot of these guys, even though it's a tier lower than the USHL, a lot of these guys, and you read some of the names, go right to D1.
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, I think, you know, almost 90% or maybe even above of the USHL kids, you know, get Division One opportunities. And then, you know, the North American Hockey League, maybe a third of them or something like that, or to half. But, you know, again, there's other great places to play and get that education, you know, that can be Division Three, which is very competitive still, you know, too.
So, right.
Yeah.
So, and how cool is it? Because a lot of these names you read, you coached. That's got to be pretty cool to see these guys go on. You've coached some guys that are in the NHL or were in the NHL. I mean, it's got to make you and your coaching staff feel pretty good about yourselves.
Yeah. You know, I think we're just more happy that we got to be part of their lives, you know, when they go on like that. Because, you know, obviously if you're in coaching, you're passionate about the game and that. And to see other kids that have that same passion or even more for it, you know, that's really rewarding. Yeah, just being a part of their career and, you know, hoping you had a little something to do with it is tremendous. But, you know, the reality is they make themselves, right? Like, it starts when they're younger and you know, they develop that passion and continue to play. And everybody's kind of had a hand in it, I'm sure. That's why kids always tweet out, thanks for everyone who helped me along the way.
Because
there's a lot of people who had a hand in that, and especially their parents, a lot of cases, right? You know, allowing them to pursue it and, you know, being encouraging and positive. And
schlepping them all over the place early in the morning. Hockey, you know, stinky hockey bags in the car, and do a lot of these players, do they keep in touch with you when they maybe come back during the off season?
For sure, yeah.
And I mean, that's got to be awfully cool.
It is. That's, to me, that's kind of the most rewarding part, is to see them back, and especially at Christmas time when they come back and, you know, they have their break and they come back and skate with their you know, some of them are their former teammates or, you know, they're alumni of the program of Central. and you know, to just spend that time with them and see them and see how much they developed. I think it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah.
And then summer too. Like summer too is great to see them guys, and they're all, you know, it's a full-time job now, right? Like they're working out and they're preparing for the next season, and they're getting better in the off season. So
I can remember that. Reminds me, Coach, years ago, a good friend of mine, Tim Berglund, was playing in the NHL, and he was home because he used to help run a camp in Thief River. And he'd be home for like 2 weeks. So we used to go golfing all the time when he was home. And I called him up the one day. I said, what time you want me to set a tee time for? And he says, well, today is really my off day. I'm just going to go for a quick bike ride. I said, well, how long is it going to take you? He said, I'm only going to do like 40 miles, so it won't take that long. And that was an off day.
Yeah.
But these guys are paid. They make the big money to be in 100% best shape they can be. Yeah, you could take a little bit of time off during the off season. But you better be ready to go when camp starts. So it is. It's a full-time job.
Yeah, I think, you know, years ago, training camp used to be, you know, to get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now you've got to come ready to play.
You you've got another 20 guys knocking on that door ready to take your spot. So you better be ready to go.
Yeah, it is. It's tremendously competitive. And like we mentioned earlier, with all the kids out there playing hockey now, you know, it's not... You know, it's not just Minnesota and, you know, a couple of areas.
Mm-hmm.
Like it comes from all over the country now.
And, oh, yeah. Now, I mean, we're getting goalies from California and Arizona and all over the place. You know, we mentioned at the top of the show that hockey isn't just about the sport, but I would imagine you've got to feel the same way about being a coach, especially when these guys come back. And I'm sure if it's been a few years since they've left the Grand Forks Central program, they might even come back during the holidays, maybe with their children and stuff. But, got to be awful fulfilling, too, to see how they have turned out as men.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, even within the community, you run into kids that you used to coach and you know, to see them and what they're doing and you know, how they've kind of progressed in life and handled it is. That's one of the big probably things that keeps you coming back
mm-hmm.
is to be able to interact with those kids in the future, right? And you know, just watch them, like I say, follow their careers a little bit. You know, it is tremendously rewarding.
You know, we have talked before, and then things got a little hectic. But we should do this more often and talk about not just Grand Forks hockey, but where these guys are going. Talk about summer hockey. Hockey's a year-round thing now. It's not like it was when I was growing up. But I think you've got the fixings for a great show there, Coach.
Thank you.
Let's do it, huh?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's keep talking. I love talking about these kids, you know, and how they... And my point was most of them are North Dakota high school mm-hmm. kids or, you know, played for their youth community. That's
sure.
The other thing about NDHA. It's community. We're a believer in community-based hockey, right? Like, you know, that is a route that's viable.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to me, these kids prove that's true.
Yeah, we had the head of the Manville Freeze on the show here a couple of weeks ago. And so we got invited to go up and watch game, and it just so happened to be my nephew's son was playing for the Freeze and gave us a world-class tour of the rink. We sat in and had a good time. And even think about it, we've had guys from Manville, you know, that have gone on to play for UND and stuff. So
sure.
Hockey is, yeah, I mean, well, let's face it, hockey's the greatest sport in the world, isn't it?
Yeah. We think it is.
Yeah, we do. Coach Pirinieff, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah,
and safe travels and good luck with the North Dakota amateur hockey thing. Go down there to that tournament. I'll probably be in your ear not long after that to find out how things went. And hate to say it. Well, I'm not hating to say it, but I already am looking forward to next high school hockey season. So
yeah, it's you know, what did I say? It's like kind of like golf, you know, you hit enough good shots that you just want to go back, right?
Hopefully. Yeah. Again, Coach, congratulations on your season this year. I know there's more to your hockey life than just Grand Forks Central, but man, you're doing us all proud. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, there you go. That is Grand Forks Central head hockey coach Grant Pirinieff. Show today brought to you in part by patops.com, which is Patriot Ops. And it's about patriot unity and action towards strategic goals. Now, the four pillars of the PatOps community are peace, strategy, intelligence, and unity. Now, through these pillars, patriots can rebuild the foundation of our constitutional republic and uphold our Bill of Rights. Now, the bloodshed for freedom and these God-given rights is not lost on us, and duty calls for our action today. Please visit their website for important videos and links to their many social media accounts. You know what? Don't get lost in the news cycle. It's time for you to take action today. Go to patops.com. That's patops.com. Hey, don't forget, we're now on Amazon Music. Tell your smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast. It'll do it. And an easy way to get us now is just go to our website. It's gfbestsource.com. Coming up tomorrow, David Waterman is back. You asked for it. You got it. To mask or not to mask. Make sure you like, share, and tag us, everybody. You know, Grand Forks is great. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.